I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Story here from the Associated Press. A Detroit suburb has agreed to a $3.25 million settlement with the family of a young woman who had been declared dead at home, but then gasped for air and opened her eyes when her body bag was unzipped at the funeral home.
Then she wasn't dead.
Southfield paramedics were accused of gross negligence in how they responded to Tamisha Boukamps after a 911 call in 2020. The 20-year-old, who had cerebral palsy, was eventually rushed to a hospital and died 2 months later.
No.
Quoting here from the city, Southfield, we recognize that no resolution can undo the profound tragedy that occurred on August 23rd, 2020, or ease the pain experienced by Ms. Boukamps' family. This case involved extraordinarily difficult circumstances that arose in the complex world of a global pandemic. Boukamps was struggling to breathe when her family called 911. A medical crew tried to resuscitate her, also consulted a doctor who declared her dead over the phone without going to the home.
So is that a thing?
Stories like this are what make me crazy.
Later, that's what makes you crazy?
Well, one of the few.
Later that day, a funeral home opened the body bag and found Boukamps gasping for air. She was swiftly taken to a hospital but never recovered. Wow.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Wow. Okay. Steny Hoyer, the longest-serving Democrat in the House, says he plans to retire. USA Today, there is nothing better than the nice, warm smell of freshly baked pizza served with a side of ranch. Ooh. And Bath & Body Works is looking to...
No, no, no!
Bath & Body Works has released a pizza and ranch candle.
That's disgusting.
As part of its Perfect Pairings collection for Candle Day 2025... And shoppers have already shared their hot takes on the fragrance that has notes of gooey cheese, crispy pepperoni, and ranch.
Why does it smell good when you eat it, but the thought of having the fake scent in a candle is just gross to me? Like, if you said to me, we're going to put out a macaroni and cheese candle, that's just gross.
What about a bacon? Bacon smells good.
No, but not in a candle. I want a candle to be cozy.
Most people are not impressed by the scent.
I used to be a huge candle guy.
And now you're not?
I hate them now.
Why?
You used to be a what guy?
A huge candle guy.
But now you're not.
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like they're leaving like a coating on the inside of my nose.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I know. I don't like them. I hate them. Mary Beth lit a candle the other day and I was like, that is just awful.
Like too much?
Yeah.
You need to go to Wax Man in Lawrence or something. If you get a good candle, Sam, like a good soy candle.
Oh, yeah,
great.
We got a nice one at the
house
right now.
We're very careful about them because, you know, I'm crazy about stuff like that, but we have them all over.
What do you mean you're crazy about them?
Well, I just make dang
sure you put it out
12 times before I go to bed that it's out.
Oh, welcome to the world.
I know. Well, one time when we were living in the other house out south, you know, when it gets down to just the liquid, the wicks are in there, but it's just liquid wax.
Right.
One of those suckers exploded. exploded. And I'd like read that that can happen, but it happened. And it was one of those cheap, like Walmart $4 candles.
It's happened to me twice.
The glass, Scott, explodes.
Like it gets so hot.
So if
it just
you,
explodes.
Yeah.
You know how you have the wick, and on the bottom of it is that little metal plate that the wick sticks out of, right? And so once the wax gets down far enough that it's all melted at the bottom, and there's about a quarter inch of that melted wax left, it starts superheating that metal piece. Well, the glass cups that they effectively put these candles in aren't perfectly constructed, so they have air pockets in them, like most glass does. And once that those air pockets...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's heat up, they explode.
From this point forward, and I've told my kids this, and Scott, this is it. This is the best advice you will ever hear from me. Light your candle, do what you're going to do. Put it on a hard surface. Put it on...
Why would you put it on a
countertop.
Soft surface?
Do not put it on top of, here's an example, a book. Like in your living room on your coffee table, right?
Yeah.
Always make sure the candle, and I bought trivets. I have little trivets everywhere, or just pieces of tile that are left over from tile construction projects. Mm-hmm. We have tile under all of our candles since that thing exploded.
Wow, I've never heard of it.
There you go.
But then again, I never let the candle get all the way down.
I'm here to save a life. Which, by the way, did you get a trophy for saving Tasha's life?
I did. Oh, Lifesaver of the Year 2025, Scott Parks.
Of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that exclusive to your address?
We didn't say that.
Okay.
I mean, do we need to get the Shawnee Police Department? Do you want a coin or a medal from the Shawnee Police Department?
A declaration from the governor?
I am thrilled that you knew what to do and you did it.
I didn't know what to do.
You did. You saved her.
I stayed focused. I stayed calm.
U.S. Senator?
Beg your pardon?
No,
for a declaration or a proclamation.
We could go with the Scott Parks Day because today's Nick Vasos Day.
Okay.
It is Nick Vasos Day. You know, you guys can mock me all you want.
I am not mocking you about that.
Yes, you
saved her life.
You just said, did you get a trophy for saving Tasha's life?
Most people, when they do that, just keep their head down and they say, no, I'm no hero. Anyone in my circumstance would have done the same thing.
That's exactly right.
You start posting trophies online. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's hilarious. You knew I would laugh because it's funny.
No, here's the deal. I am very humble about what I had to do to keep her on this planet.
Yeah.
Because I don't do loss well. Everybody knows that.
Nope.
That is when my dark demons come back out is when I go through loss. And if I had lost her, God forbid where I would be today. Having said that, yes, I am humbled by the recognition.
Did she go to an actual engraving store and be like, here's what I need?
So it came from her work. The people at her work made it.
Oh, gosh.
And she brought it home the other night. I think it was Monday night. And I walk in and we went to Bowling's. Maya was in town. She loves Bowling's. And I get in a little bit late. And here I am with the Chinese food. And I put it on the island in the middle of the kitchen, and I see that there's something, a little small something with several pieces of tissue paper over. Kleenex.
The fluff, yeah.
Yeah. And I go, what's that? And she goes, that will be a presentation that we have after dinner. And I said, okay. And I had no idea what it was. I didn't ask for it. I don't need the recognition, but yes, I am a lifesaver.
When you say, I don't need the recognition, but.
Yeah. But she delivered it, and so, I was happy to accept
so,
it.
So after dinner, she came out to the living room, and I was sitting on the couch. And she said, here is your
I love it.
Prize. And she pulls the Kleenex off the top, and it's a tiny little trophy that just says, you know, on the plaque, it just says Lifesaver of the Year, Scott Parks.
It is pretty funny.
And I was very proud to accept it.
Good for you.
And I was very proud to be a lifesaver.
Glad she's here.
Is it on the in the trophy case right next to the NAACP? Right.
Yes, it is. It is. You know it.
It is on the shelf right below the NAACP award. Oh, that is correct. What?
Now, you know it.
We had talked about the Rob Reiner case yesterday and Alan Jackson, the attorney, stepping away.
He's,
now
he
insiders
walked off the case.
Are shedding some light into why, or claiming they know why. And could a superstar be returning to the Chiefs next season? We'll find out.
After the break.
Are we talking about like a Tyreek Hill?
Even I'm going to stick around for that.
Hang out for traffic and weather, and I'll tell you.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.